This is a dictation for Kathryn, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Yonka, Y-O-N-K-A, December 1643. Addressed as a letter to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Hules Camp, H-U-E-L-S, K-A-M-P as in Paul, P-A-C, 989-775-1640. Dear Mrs. Hughes Camp, consultation for Mrs. Yonka with progressive renal failure. She recently was a patient of Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, which has left the area. She moved from Illinois a few years back. She brought some records of that time, and there was already documented chronic kidney disease around 2013 with creatinine slowly progressive from around 1.2, 1.3 to around 1.4, 1.44, representing a drop of GFR from around 40 plus minus to around 36 plus minus. She's supposed to have a robotic hysterectomy as soon as all medical services clear her. She has ulcerative colitis, mostly affecting distal colon, rectum, follows with gastroenterology, Dr. Huang, H-U-A-N-G. She takes mesalamine is mesalamine. She's being advised because of activity to do some rectal suppository that she, for the moment, has refused from prior bad experience, as well as cost. She denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, some mucus in the stool, but no bleeding, minimal abdominal discomfort, no anti-inflammatory agents, denies changes in urination, good volume, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, no nocturia, chronic incontinence of stress, presently no edema, denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis. Other review system right now appears to be negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, chronic kidney disease as indicated above, a prior episode of kidney stone and hydronephrosis, did pass spontaneously unknown the kidney stone composition. This is 2019. The ulcerative colitis, hypertension, heart murmur with negative cardiology workup, negative stress testing many years back, question the vein thrombosis, question pulmonary embolism. This is few years back, completed anticoagulation 6 months, negative hypercoagulable workup, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. No IV contrast was done. Apparently is a questionable diagnosis. Next paragraph, obesity, varicose veins, minor degree of fatty liver. Nosy Roses. Prior hypercalcemia, sleep apnea, TPA machine, obesity, osteopenia, next paragraph, surgeries, trauma to the left elbow, repair with titanium, two C-sections, prior bilateral ovaries removed for a benign condition, does have endometrial cancer, plan for surgery in the near future, tubal ligation, left cataract surgery and lens implant, tonsils adenoids, left banion, next paragraph, reported side effects to ACE inhibitors and Agrenox, A-G-G-R-E-N-O-X. Next paragraph, medication list review, Norvas, aspirin, calcium, vitamin D, Coric, Celexa, Pepcid, Losartan, Mesalamin, Crestor, Flonase nasal spray, magnesium as part of Philips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, colon, next paragraph, no smoking alcohol present or past, next paragraph, kidney disease, father unknown type, next paragraph on physical exam, weight 186, height 60 inches tall, blood pressure 118, 118/70 on the right, 110/60 on the left. Alert oriented time 3, she's a retired nurse, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no eye mucosal abnormalities, no carotid bruit, GBD, palpable masses or lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no massive tenderness or ascites, no major edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries from September. Creatinine 1.7, recently 1.9, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin, corrected calcium elevated 10.7, liver function test normal, GFR 29 to stage 4, previously 26, normal glucose, normal magnesium, TTH suppressed at 15, normal phosphorus, cholesterol well controlled, recent EKG sinus reading, endometrium is thickened, endometrial biopsy, adenocarcinoma. Recent urine analysis negative for blood trace of protein. Recent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast. Kidneys reported as being atrophic. Bilateral cortical cyst. Couple of disease are hyperdense, but apparently no change from before, no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Presently stage 4. No evidence for obstruction. There is, however, prior history of kidney stone and obstruction back in 2019. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, high calcium, discontinued calcium and vitamin D. There is no need for phosphorus binders, present electrolyte acid base stable, nutrition stable. PTH suppressed appropriately for high calcium. We will monitor chemistry on a regular basis, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, discontinue magnesium as part of Philips bowel health. There is an upcoming robotic hysterectomy. I have no objections. Always monitoring Valium status, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. We will follow over time. All questions answered. She understands a person might need dialysis when GFR drops below 15 and symptoms, which is not the case right now. Her urine is also no major activity to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We'll follow with you. End of dictation.